So, Christmas, my boy gets a pair of Tottenham slippers, okay, from like an auntie or whatever. Go into the Spurs, the wrong size, just one, a little bit too small. Go into the Spurs shop, right, in Southend, and say, like, listen, unfortunately, they're a little bit too small. Is there any chance of swapping them over? Oh, yeah, fine. The nice girl, like, went and got a pair. Anyway, bloke comes over and he goes, actually, no. Have you got a receipt? You haven't got a receipt? No, you can't swap them over. I said, well, excuse me, I'm only swapping them over. They're clearly Tottenham slippers. I'm not trying to, get a refund or anything. And he goes, well, I've just been up to HM Samuel up the road there, and they wouldn't swap something for me because I didn't have a receipt. And I said, okay, well, fair play to that company or whatever. They're nothing to do with Tottenham and the amount of money that I plough into this company every year, and the fact that it should be a community club. Yeah, and anyway, yeah, oh, all right then, just swap the slippers. I was like, thank you.
I'd have done the same in my shop.
Jeez.
I wouldn't have swapped for you either.
Yeah, well, you're a capitalist.
Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, well, welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. Happy New Year. It is January the 1st. No, it's not. It's January the 15th, 2016. I'm Steve. I'm in Leon C in Essex, originally from Kent. And we've got Colin McKee, and he is in Northern Ireland, originally from Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
Slightly got it. Slightly got it. It's a bit of a change for me, but I hate saying it as well because obviously haven't done a show for a while, but I've been on such a great run. But just got it, Steve, by Wednesday night, and obviously we'll get into it. And it's just one of those ones we've said many years. We've said it before when it comes to that crunch game, they always let us down.
Well, not always, not always. We'll get into
Nine times out of ten, they
it. We'll
do.
get into it. We haven't done a show obviously for a month actually. It's been since December the 8th. We had a terrific Christmas. Lots of great things going on. Good performances, some great goals. A few ups and downs. We're not going to go over all that because that's been done before through other podcasts. Let's get straight into it then with the last. Let's do the last two games, eh, Cole? So you've got the cup game, FA Cup, and then you've got the league game. If you go, let's go back to just before the two games. The great debate was which is the more important game. What do we want to do? What sort of teams do we want to play? What were your thoughts going into the two games, Carl?
My thoughts were I wanted to win both of them. I thought that both of them were as important as each other, and knew there was going to be changes, obviously, for the FA Cup, and I knew Leicester would probably make changes as well. But when I seen both lineups, I thought we were more than strong enough to beat that Leicester team that was out. They actually didn't actually recognise quite a lot of their players, especially their back four, and I think we had more than enough to win that game. And to be fair, I thought the first half we looked good. We got a good early goal. I thought, right, here's the start of it. Let's put this game to bed. As you say, we've been on such a good run. And even the game before, yes, was Everton. And I'll just put that in there. I thought that first half performance was the best I've seen Spurs play in a long, long time. So I was quite confident getting into the game when I seen both teams. But, we just sort of seemed to fade out throughout that game. And the second half, obviously, Leicester made the subs and they got the quick goal back into it and then the second goal. But we just never looked like scoring again after that, and it's probably going to be the same story when we talk about Wednesday as well. And it was just slightly disappointing, but I was really relieved at the end. Don't think it was a penalty, personally, in my opinion, but I'd take it all day long, and I was delighted that Kane got it. And you know, we're still in the hat. We actually, if we can get through this tie, we've got a great draw away at Colchester, I think it is, which usually we don't get. Usually that's Chelsea and Arsenal get those kind of draws. So, look, there's a big opportunity, and after the way these games have went, I think we owe Leicester big time, and I'm quite confident actually get into the game next week. I think we'll turn them over.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Arsenal have got, obviously they played the first game at home against Sunderland, and then they've got another home tie. Who's it against? Burnley or someone. And when they won the cup the last 2 years, I think they had one game away against Man United, but obviously it was, I think it was David Moyes Man United, or it might have been Van Gaal, you know, but when they were, you know, playing absolutely atrociously. And every other game was at home against some kind of poor opposition, including us, I think, a couple of years ago, wasn't it, when we just got Tim Sherwood. You know, if only you could get constant home fixtures, wouldn't that be lovely? And then, of course, their semi-finals and finals were against Wigan and Aston Villa and who's please, can we have that? Yeah, I mean, look, going into the two games, you know, the debate that was going around a lot was which one's more important. And, you know, there's lots of things that come up about that. You know, I don't think it's necessarily to do with age, because I've heard a lot of older guys sort of say, you know, no, I want top four and this sort of thing. You know, I don't know what it comes down to, Cole. Do you? I mean, you know, people banging on about the Capital One Cup not being important and being a bit of a hindrance. And, you know, at the same time, people saying they love the Europa or they don't like the Europa. You know, we've said it many, many times, but, you know, for me personally, I get to go to the games, fortunately, and therefore, for me, going to Wembley is the greatest thing. So the Capital One Cup has been the best thing for Tottenham, for me, for the last few seasons, because I get to go to Wembley. Now, you know, getting to a semi-final in the FA Cup, obviously, you know, was a great day as well, apart from the games. But, you know, for me, that's what it's all about. You look forward to it. It's so exciting. You know, when you walk up Wembley Way and, you know, when your team comes out, brilliant. Whereas, you know, with Europa, you just won't. That is for the armchair fan. You know, the few people that get to go to these games away, and even if we, you know, if we get to a final in that, you know, there'll be, you know, a lot of you know, thousands of people that go, but I won't be able to go because, you know, I've got school the next day. So as much as that you know, excites a lot of people, I mean, it doesn't excite me as much. Although you got the Champions League. Moving on to the FA Cup, yeah, you know, again, it's a huge, huge competition. And, you know, with regards to the league, lovely, lovely winning league games and getting to the top four. But that the memories are all about the trophies, you know, and this is leading up to this these two games. And so many people saying, you know, it's a distraction. I mean, it's the FA Cup. It's huge for Tottenham. No, Cole?
Yeah, well, I think that's the problem today. And funny, speaking to people that I know that support other teams, there's just not that feel about it. It's a bit like the League Cup, the way that sort of went, or the Europa Cup. And, you know, people just don't have that feel until, I think, you get further on, you know, down the line. You know, you maybe get the, you know, the round before getting to a quarter final or whatever. So I think it has lost that appeal. But yes, I agree with you. You know, the FA Cup's massive for me as well. And, you know, love to see Spurs get there and hopefully win it. But, you know, as I was saying, it wasn't a distraction for me. To me, it was two big games. And it was also one of those games as well where I think if we had a beat Leicester, it also made the league game a bit more interesting. I actually think this FA Cup game gave them, let's see if I get the words right, you know, that glimmer of hope. Or I know they're flying high and they're playing really well. I think it gave them the confidence to get into Wednesday night. Like, we can beat this team. Because, yes, we made changes as well. But I think, you know, they sort of were well up for it then coming into the league game. And funny, after the FA Cup game, I got that sort of feeling, oh, I don't know if we're going to beat this team on Wednesday night. But when the day came, obviously I was in work and then I was at football with Christopher that night, trying to listen to it on the radio, even though everybody was just playing the Liverpool-Arsenal game. You know, it was sort of, I had a good feeling that we would win it. And looking at the game, obviously you were at the game, Steve, you'd be able to talk about it better than me. I'm only going on the extended highlights, but the first half looked as if we played really well. You know, we had quite a few chances. It was every report that I seen, it was all about Spurs. And then, obviously, second half, I think we faded off again. There's a lot of people talking about this. Does certain players look tired? And, you know, is it starting to catch up on us, all this pressing that we do? But, you know, I was actually in the van when I was driving home, and it was the Liverpool game it was on, that said there's been a goal at White Hart Lane. And myself and Christopher, I sort of grabbed his arm, and you know that 10 seconds of silence?
Yeah.
Waiting to hear, and then I just heard the word Leicester, and just devastated by it, Steve. Just couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. But what was the game like? Because obviously you were there.
Well, I'd say both games were exactly like playing a Leicester side that were mid to lower table. You know, we dominated both games. And fair play to them. You know, they came with a game plan in both games. You know, absolutely right. You know, they stick a lot of people behind the ball trying to hit us on the break. You know, and I am a statistics guy. A lot of people say, oh, I'm not into statistics. I am. And I personally think that the team that has not necessarily most possession, but certainly the most chances should win a football match. You know, shoot me. Sorry if I, you know, that's what a crazy idea. The team that creates the most chances and has the most shots, you know, should win a football match or deserve to win a football match. I personally think that's true. So, you know, when you look at it, you know, what do we have? Twice as many chances in the first game, if not three times as many, and certainly at least twice as many in the second game. Yet we come away with it, with the first game people saying, oh, you were so lucky, and the second game saying, Leicester fully deserved it. It was honestly like, you know, Leicester, if anything, were the least impressive I've seen them, you know, on Wednesday night. You know, I've seen them against Chelsea where they were fantastic, didn't they, that Mahrez, you know, and they've been absolutely brilliant this season to watch. But actually what they did, you know, and I'm not saying they stuck everyone behind the ball, you know, but they were dogged. They got stuck in. They were very good. And probably it's the worst we've played, I would say, all season, actually. Because let's not forget, Cole, that apart from, well, I don't know, you tell me, what game this season, how many games have we played? 20, 25, 30 games this season so far, including Europa. How many games have we been the worst side? How many games has the other team had more chances? I can't actually think of any. I can't think of any, including Man United away, the League Cup game that we lost to Arsenal. We had more chances, you know, hit the bar. And again, you know, we absolutely dominate these teams. We have a load of corners, which are all absolutely the worst corners we've ever had. On the last show, we had Flav on, who said it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter. I'm sorry, but, you know, Leicester scored from a corner in the first game to the guy with the beard, who I thought, by the way, was awesome. You know, I think if Tony Pulis was watching that game, I'm so surprised that he hasn't made a bid for that guy, because obviously he's on the bench at Leicester. I'd have thought Tony Pulis would be looking, going, right, I'll have a bit of him at West Brom. And then the second game, obviously, it's another great corner. You know, it goes, you know, zones in on Huth's head. Wow, I'll tell you what, for a corner, why don't we try and hit the big guy on the far post? Do you remember those days, Cole, when you used to, you know, sorry, what is this? Oh, let's just skim it along and try and get it past the first one. No, far post, tallest guy, get it in there. You know, that those sort of basics, you know, and we did actually, in all fairness, in the last two games, I think we had about 20 corners, and the only decent ones I think were hit by Lamella, which went far post where it looked relatively dangerous. Every other corner that Eriksen took in particular didn't get past the front post's knee.
Yeah.
You know, so, sorry, I'm not having this, you know, not many goals scored from corners. I know they're not, because they're rubbish, that's why. Because people don't hit decent corners anymore. Take a short corner. Liverpool, speaking of Kenny Dalglish, right, he said that every single corner for about 10 years that Liverpool took were short corners. Yeah? Whoever took the corner into Stevie Nicol, Stevie Nicol back to the corner taker, and then play from there. Because they I don't know why, but that's what they did. Short corners. Well, why don't we do that then? We've got enough skillful players. If we think that we can't score from a corner, but the lack of router, it's almost like we get a corner and we just go, oh, well, might as well go and get a hot dog.
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't get it. And we had so many chances. And so, you know, and a lot of them are half chances, not clear cut. You know, Harry Kane's very unlucky with his one. Which, you know, Schmeichel knew nothing about, really.
And
there we go. So, look, it like I say, it's gone back. The last couple of games has gone back to being like the Tottenham of old, creating loads and loads of chances and being unlucky. You know, but we know. And driving away on Wednesday, I was like, well, we've been here many, many times. The only difference is, of course, that we are still top four. You know, so it's which is great. We've got some nice fixtures coming up. You know, we'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, you can't be too disheartened. What are your thoughts on the team at the moment, Cole? Because, you know, there's lots and lots of players. You know, we're virtually full strength. And if you look at the team on Sunday and then you look at the team on Wednesday, you know, if you're saying Wednesday was our first team, you know, you've got a guy like Tom Carroll who's played pretty well, but he's now, you know, in air quotes, first team, first choice, first 11. Is that right, Cole? Should we be picking Tom Carroll for the most important game of the season? You know, and nothing against him personally, but, you know, I'm saying, because he's played quite well, but would you have picked Tom Carroll in that game? And
no.
You know, no.
I know what you're saying, and
And Ben Davis, are we saying Ben Davis is better? Or are we picking him on form? Or how are we picking this team at the moment?
Yeah, I'm not too sure what way he's doing with those players. But I agree, when I seen the lineup, I was surprised. I knew Dembele, obviously Dembele's been injured. But it's good to see that he was back in the squad. But
Vardy had an operation.
Yeah.
He was back in the team. Because Ranieri thinks that Vardy is their best player. Well, our best player is Dembele. So if he's fit and ready, you know,
get him in.
You get him in. Go on, Cole. Sorry.
Definitely, yeah, and I agree. And again, nothing against Tom Carroll, because I think he's been great. He was great against Everton as well. But for that game, that was a massive game.
Yeah.
You know, and you're right what you're saying. We can still take the good thing is that, you know, we're still in the top four. And obviously, and I don't want to tempt fate, you know, with Sunderland home here. But it was such a big game to give us that gap, Steve, because, you know, we knew Arsenal were playing Liverpool. And to be honest with you, I was quite happy with an Arsenal win because, in my opinion, I'm not even thinking about league titles, and I know some people maybe are. To me, I'm looking at Liverpool and Man United. And we've got to look at West Ham at the minute because they're on a great run. They're the teams that I'm wanting to falter at the minute. And the way, even Man City, the way all those results were sitting on the night, and even the draw ended up being great with Arsenal and Liverpool, it was just giving us that 6-7 point gap with Sunderland coming to home. So I know what you mean, but you're right. When I seen the team, and again, nothing against Carroll, to me, no, it wasn't the right decision. No matter how well that he thinks he's done, when you come to these big games, you've got to play what you believe is your best 11. And to me, Tom Carroll's not in our first 11. Ben Davies, I can understand. I think Ben Davies has been excellent for us this year. And funny, Danny Rose really frustrated me in the FA Cup game. He gets into great positions, but again, that boy cannot cross a ball. He just seems to just whack the ball in. You know, there's no thought to it. And the amount of times he could maybe actually even carry the ball further on in, you know, carry the ball on into the box and look maybe to cut it back or a square ball, but so Davies and Rose, I think, is always a tricky one. I think Davies has been very, very good for us. But look, Dembele should have started. If he's fit enough to be on the bench, start the guy. Get the game won, hopefully, in the first half or first 65 minutes, and then bring Carroll into it. The other one is Bentaleb. I know he came on the FA Cup. I'd maybe even prefer to see a Bentaleb in there instead of Carroll. Would you agree, or
yeah,
it's a tough. It really is tough because I don't want to be down on the young lad
No.
because he has been super, but no. In these big games, You need the big players.
Yeah, I mean the word rotation hasn't really been mentioned. It's the conversations have been second string, our second 11, our second players. They're not. A lot of these players aren't second string. They're not our second players. You know, if you go back a few months, Chadley would have been in everybody's first team, and then he got injured, and so he hasn't played very much recently. You know, and I got a message from somebody saying, you know, he's been very inconsistent. Well, he hasn't played. He's been injured. So, yeah. You know, I couldn't even muster the effort to you know, tweet that back to the guy. You know, Townsend a few years ago, oh, he played all right until Christmas. Then he was rubbish. Well, yeah, because he's got injured, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Didn't play for 6 months.
I know. The other one could have been with Son as well.
Son, what was interesting was Son scored the goal at Watford, and you know didn't and then came on, I think, in the next game, didn't do very much, and people are slagging him off. Okay. Saying, you know, what did Son do when he came on? Well, hang on, 3 days ago he's got a winner, a great winner at Watford, and now he's useless, is he? You know, this guy's come from Borussia Dortmund. He's Asian Footballer of the Year. I know that doesn't mean that much, but, you know, he's half decent. I really liked him when he first came. And since then, he's been bit part. He's come on as sub. He's been on for a little while and then he's gone off. You know, where are these people getting these views from that, you know, they're not impressed with him? Yeah, he hasn't played. You know, like I said to you, Cole, Lamella has given chance after chance after chance after chance. Okay, and now we're seeing the fruits of it. And he's played really, really well for the last, 3 months. Why? Well, because he's given the chance. He's given 90 minutes every week. You know, I think you can only judge. And on that in that respect, I think we can judge Eriksen as well and say that he's been given game after game after game after game, and he's just not delivering. You know, and I always harp back to this, Cole. Frank Lampard, who is half the talent that Eriksen is, half the player that Eriksen is, half the craft, half the shooting ability, half the talent. Yet Frank Lampard had to play every week for Chelsea, had to, because of the number of goals he got. And why? Because of the shots he made and the will to get the ball. You know, he was a half decent tackler as well, and we know that's not Eriksen's thing. But my goodness, Eriksen, get yourself on the ball and get those shots in. When was the last time you saw Eriksen have a shot?
Yeah, well, obviously he scored against Leicester in the FA Cup, but that was probably about all that he maybe done. But no, you're right. And on our last show with Flav, you know, we spoke about Eriksen quite a bit, and at the minute he is failing, you know, to deliver for us, and you know he's maybe one that. Maybe does need to maybe be put on the bench and maybe a kick up the backside. You know, maybe that's what he needs. He's such a frustrating player.
Such a good player, though, Cole.
I know. I learned the bits and.
I don't know if he should be on the bench. I'd still play.
This time last year, if someone had said to us, Eriksen should be on the bench, you know, you'd have laughed. But, you know, you're looking at things like you're saying, the likes of Son, maybe Chadley's back in. You know,
Chadley knows where the net is.
He has his games. You know, if you look at him against Chelsea and things, you know, the goals that he's popped up. Yeah, he can. But look, hopefully, and it's hard to pick that 11, but I think, you know, Pochettino hopefully knows what his strongest are and you know, get that team back in there for tomorrow. It'll be interesting. Be an interesting lineup to see who plays tomorrow, because look, this is not going to be easy. Jermaine Defoe's just banged in another hat-trick there for Sunderland. Yeah. They're fighting for their lives. They're going to do exactly the same as every other team. They're going to come and they're going to sit there. You know, Sam Allardyce, when nobody's like, plenty of ball, people behind the ball, the long balls up to the top. You know, they'll play Fletcher up there to try and knock the ball down. You know, it's not going to be easy. We need to be on fire from the beginning and we need to get those two, three goals to kill the game. You know,
well, I'm at a loss for this Sunderland game, to be honest with you, because like I say, when we played Leicester, it wasn't like playing a top side. You know, I know we did brilliant against Man City at home, but there were moments in that game where you thought, oh, this is a decent side. You know, when they scored that goal, you know, on the counter attack, it was quick, it was pacey, it was class. And that De Bruyne, you know, and you could see, you know, I think they lost that game. You know, we played great, but they were very lazy. But you could see class in that team. With Leicester, I didn't see any class. I just saw a very, very hard-working team. And unfortunately, I can see the same on Saturday. You know, I can just see Sunderland coming. Sam Allardyce, I don't know what is in his brain, and I can't stand the fact that he goes to Arsenal week in, or year in, year out, I should say, and just loses. Sam Allardyce loses every single time to Arsenal, whichever team he goes there with. And he always says afterwards, well, Arsenal are such a great side. And then when he goes to Tottenham, he always beats us. you know, at some point, not now, obviously, but back in the day, I'd have loved to see Sam Allardyce at Tottenham, because I'd have loved him to just get some of those Spurs players, particularly in the late 90s, early 2000s, and, you know, throttle them. Just go, look, you know, back in the day, you know the characters I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I think the big difference for tomorrow is that I think the difference with this team and with this squad, in my opinion, is that they will be hurting. You know, if you think of what Pochettino said after the Everton game, he talked about, you know, they always like to play their music after, and, you know, there was no music on the change room that day. They were as gutted as the rest of us that they didn't win that game. These guys, I think, will be hurting, Steve, from this game on Wednesday night. They knew that was a big opportunity, massive opportunity. And I think they'll be up for this game, you know, tomorrow. And I hate giving predictions and saying, but I think we'll do the business tomorrow. And again, it's as big a game as Wednesday night now, Steve. You know, because, you know, you've Liverpool playing Man United. A draw there, if we can get the 3 points, a draw with those two is a brilliant result for us. Or at least one of them's going to drop, you know, 3 points on us. West Ham are away to Newcastle. It's not going to be easy for them. West Ham are going to be one of these hit and miss sort of teams, I think. So, look, it's a big, big opportunity for us to, you know, to get that 3 points in the bag. It's a bit like Newcastle the other week. We were all devastated by the Newcastle result and we went on the run. We now need to get back on it, because I think is it next week with Palace away?
Yeah.
Not going to be easy. Not going to be easy. But if you look at what we done when we went to Southampton, I was really worried about that Southampton game. I thought we were fantastic. So, you know, we have these games in our lockers now. But even like Everton, you know, we can go to these teams and win. So tomorrow's massive. I think this team will be hurting from Wednesday, and they'll be out to put it right tomorrow.
Well, I hope so. I mean, a few years ago, I saw Dan Jones in one of the bars, and I think we'd lost the last couple of games, and I said to him, and we had Wigan at home, and he said to me, you know, sort of, I think he said sort of, you know, oh, good, we got Wigan in it, you know, get back on track. And I said, listen, if I know my Tottenham, we ain't winning today. You know, we this is the perfect game for us to get back on track. And if I know my Tottenham, unfortunately, it's not going to work out. And you know what? I feel really, really bad, Cole, because I think we're going to, I think 0-1 all written all over it. I really
no.
do.
I know,
don't get me
I know
wrong.
What you mean.
Don't get me wrong. 25 attempts on goal, 15 on target, 25 corners, you know, them two chances. And not even Defoe, someone like Fletcher or someone who hasn't scored for ages, you know, runs through with 5 minutes to go and knocks it past Lloris, who's tripped over or something.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I think we'll be all right, Cole. You know, in the long run, I think we'll be all right. And I think we'll finish fourth. But I just, you know, I fear for tomorrow. And then we'll get back on track with Palace and Norwich and all that business. But just at home, I don't know what's wrong with us. We can't seem to score goals. I don't know what's going on.
I know. I just hope, and I do think we've turned a big corner. And that's why I was so good on Wednesday. But I do think it's a different team. They'll be up for it. They'll be up for it. So 5-0.
Well. Okay, it's either going to be... I'll tell you what,
Son hat-trick.
I'll tell you this much. It's either going to be 3-4 or 5-0, or 0-1. It's going to be one of those two.
Wouldn't disagree.
You know. So we'll see. I mean, I think he'll play the same team. Pochettino seems to do this. He seems to stick with them. And listen, you know, like, fine, absolutely fine. But you know, I think you've got to treat you know, all these games like it's, you know, the cup final. Play your best side.
Yeah, it has to be from now on.
Although saying that, Carl, you know, and there's two sides, and we always say it, it's the middle of January. We've still got another 5 months to go. So all this make or break, last minute.
It's another half a season to go, really.
You know, we could lose the next three and still be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
You know, let's think back to the Champions League season. Didn't we lose a load of games and then, you know, it came down to, oh, yeah, okay, we have to beat Arsenal, Chelsea and Man City to stand any chance. And we beat three.
Yeah, I know.
With a game
but here, there. just to quickly move on, because I know you've probably a few questions you want to fire through. Just quickly on, obviously, it's the transfer window's open. Are you hearing anything out there, or is there anything you're feeling? Obviously, you know, the talk is we need a striker. We've been saying this for 4 years now. I feel we need a striker. Berahino's one we've chatted about. I know there's rumours there's maybe another bid. I know you put up about a thing about him last week when you seen him coming on about the size of him. Again, I've sort of went off the guy a wee bit over the past 3 or 4 weeks. Have you heard any rumours or who is out there for us to go for?
Well, I think somebody did message me about Dembele. The other
from
Dembele.
Fulham. Yeah, that would be fun.
It'd just be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, they're bound to be able to make a good song.
How are they going to sort that out?
That'll be a good song. That'll be a good song.
Yeah. So I really apologise. I'm looking through my phone here to see who sent that message, but I can't find it. Sorry. If I find it, I'll say who that. Oh, hello. Here we go. No. Sorry. No. Go on.
The one obviously, and I know you've mentioned before, is Remy. I've seen a small rumour about him again, possibly being mentioned. You know, he's not even getting in the Chelsea squad at the minute. I personally think that's one guy, you know, we should maybe be going out for. But again, I think it comes down, listening to Pochettino in his press conference, it comes down to not just this guy being, you know, a name or whatever. It's about someone that's going to fit into this team and, you know, into the atmosphere of the changing room. That's where Berahino started to worry me, you know. But I really just don't know. But we need someone, Steve. And the other thing that's sort of annoying me, I want it done now.
Yeah.
We're in the middle
of January. What did I say to you, Carl, at the start of the season? I said we haven't got that second striker. It's like me going into my classroom on day one at the start of September and say, well, I've sorted your English out, but the maths I haven't done yet. And the kids are going, well, but we've got maths in an hour. And I go, well, no, don't worry about that. I'll sort your maths out in a few weeks' time.
Yeah.
Sorry, the season started and we didn't have a second striker. Yeah. We got one eventually. Well, if Son and Enjoy, you know, are our strikers. And now here we are again. We're in January.
Halfway through it now.
I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
We just need a body, don't we? Just get it done.
And I know it's easy for us to sit here and say, look, if it is Berahino, just go and put the bid in.
Well, unless see where we stand. Ridiculous money.
Yeah.
You know, the people.
But if it is, Steve,
some people won't be ridiculous money. Mm-hmm. You know, just to get them. You know, Peter Crouch, right? Peter Crouch sits on the Stoke bench. How much would he be? Okay, 2 million. Nothing. It'd be peanut. It'd be nothing. Come and sit on the Spurs bench so that when Kane gets tired with 10 minutes to go, we bring Peter Crouch on for the last 10 minutes of a match. And people right now will be going, what are you talking about? We can't have him back. Da, da, da. No, I'm not talking about playing him. I'm not talking about any. I'm talking about when Kane, and this is true, in the last, I'd say, 10 games, in the last 10 minutes of games, Kane has been ineffectual. Am I right, Cole?
Yeah, I would agree.
Done
Yeah.
nothing. Not his fault. He's tired. It could because he runs his arse off. And if Harry Kane's listening to this, which I know he does, take a breather, Harry Kane. Take a breather so that you're fit for the last 10 minutes. Stop running round in like minute 50 to 60 so you're all right for the last 10 minutes. No, I mean, he works his socks off.
Yeah.
And therefore, we need someone to come on in the last 10 minutes. Now, someone like, and I'm not saying Peter Crouch necessarily, but somebody who sits on a bench somewhere and is a worker, is a trier. You know, I bring up, everybody knows, Charlie Austin. Oh, you can't have Charlie Austin. Not good enough, this, that, and the other. Well, yeah, all I'm saying is somebody to come on and be a body, but a worker. What I don't want, Cole, can I just say, what I don't want is Peterinho Crouchinii, you know, from Roma, or Bolionionio from Peru. Because that clearly would be a player that comes for the money and isn't interested in putting a shift in.
Yeah. Well, the one I heard today, and it was out there on social media, now whether it's true or not, I don't know, I actually think he would be ideal, is Shane Long.
Good player.
From Southampton. He's been scoring a few goals for them lately. But the work rate, and you know, he could be the ideal man to come.
I'm not sure if he's too different to Son, though. That's the only thing. I'm thinking target man, hold the ball up.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, Peter Crouch, just a big guy up there.
I know what you mean. I think there's better options than Crouch now.
No, I agree. I'm sure there are.
Louis Saha.
You know, and by the way, like I say, my rules of Twitter are. If you say no to somebody, you've got to suggest somebody else. So you can't just say, definitely not Shawcross, or definitely, which has been great the last few weeks, because obviously I talk about Shawcross. Half because I think he's a half-decent player, but half because it also will wind up the Arsenal fans. but you can't just say, oh, Shawcross, what ridiculous. You've got to suggest someone else. Now, someone did suggest Ashley Williams. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah,
no problem
definitely.
That suggestion.
But look, you know, we need a striker, you know, so, you know, there's I just want a bid put in. If it's Bernardino, get the bid in. If West Brom are going to turn it down again, you just turn around and say, right, that's okay. We'll move on. And then you go and you look at your other options.
You go, Remy?
Yeah. Remy, Shane Long.
Remy's not.
Like,
I mean,
Shane Long.
The only thing, Remy, what's his wages? Oh, that don't matter to us. We're not paying it.
Yeah,
like, Remy,
that's true.
You go, whoever else.
Shane Long, and I remember he moved to Hull for massive money and everybody laughed at it, and now then he went to Southampton. I reckon you get Shane Long for 10 or 12 million.
It's too much.
Easy off. No, I don't think
for
so.
Him?
I don't think so in this day and age, Steve.
Okay, would you take Peter Crouch on a free or Shane Long for 12 million?
Shane Long, all day long. And as we've said before, the money doesn't matter to us.
So you've got Son and Long on the bench. 10 minutes to go. Kane's knackered. Who'd you bring on? Shane Long or Son?
Shane Long.
Really?
Shane Long. But Shane Long's a striker.
Aren't they very similar though?
Yeah, they are in the way they run and the way they look. But I think Son is more of that three behind the striker. He's not your up front top man.
All right.
Where Shane Long, he's a striker. He's a poacher. He's a fox in the box. You know, and. I think it'd be a great call. Obviously, Potts knows him as well.
I'm with you on that.
So, Shane Long.
I'm convinced. I'm convinced.
Or me. Put me up. I can
your
do
boy
10
on.
Minutes. Here. I can do 10 minutes, Steve.
Put your boy up front.
I will, if he was a bit older.
Yeah.
But no, stick me up front. I'm a big lad. That we can get the ball off me too easy.
Too good looking. They would be scared to...
Wouldn't say that anymore, mate. I'm finished.
Good.
Looks are gone.
Right. We've got a few comments from people on Twitter with regards to... I was going to talk about the handball in the Leicester game. You don't think it was a penalty.
No.
You know, who knows? Was he looking at the ball? Was he not? You know, some pictures say he was looking at it. Some pictures are like him looking, you know, on normal speed. I don't think he looked at the ball. His hand was in an natural position, unnatural, I don't know. You know, in my opinion, I think, and this is not the rule of football, and people will disagree with this, but I think just to make it really, really easy, is if the ball hits your hand there or your arm, then it's handball, and then everybody knows. So you go into a tackle like Michael Dawson used to. Michael Dawson used to, when the player was running at him, he used to put his hands behind his back, didn't he?
Yeah, Chelsea do that all the time.
Yeah, they put their hands behind their back, you know, to sort of say, well, or by their side. I mean, and it's unnatural to do that, but at least it, you know, it referee can't, you know, and then if you shove your elbow out, it's handball. Now, Alan Shearer was saying, no, let's make it really clear cut. If it's deliberate handball, it's handball. And if you're not sure, it's not. Well, my goodness, how can you tell that? You know, because you can be really sneaky, can't you? But sort of running towards the ball, you sort of run with your arms flailing. And then if it hits your hand, then you go, well, no, I didn't mean to. That's just the way I run. So,
it's a tricky one. I think the problem is, and I think we spoke about this last year, the problem is if you give it for every handball, you'll end up penalties galore every game, because the reason is, and the players are that good, you just need to flick the ball up in the air at their arm.
Can they, though?
Yeah. Steve, if you're standing there, say I'm up against Vertonghen's jockeying, you know, standing off you, you just flick the ball up at his hand, or hit the ball at his hand.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think that's a skill in itself, and I'd give a penalty for that.
We're 10 penalties a game. You'd have to get your penalty taker in your dream team.
Just thanks to Terry Hill for sponsoring me for the marathon, and also to, I'm going to get her name here, Lorraine Bergstrom. I've offered for both of them to come on the show because they sponsored me, and I'm sure we'll get them on at some point. Just let me know, guys, when you want to come on the show, and we'll get you on here. If you want to sponsor me, it's go to Virgin Money Giving and look up Steve Robinson or Robbo the Teacher, and you'll see me. And if you donate, whatever you donate, doesn't matter, 5, 10, 20 quid, we'll get you on the show, no problem. I'll buy you a beer at Tottenham, you know, and whatever else, whatever you want.
You'd be lucky if Steve buys you a beer.
Yeah, and you could sponsor me as well if you want. It's up to
I might. Can I get on the show?
My fifth marathon. And I'm not a runner. No, I'm not like Andy Goldberg, who runs every week. I'm not a runner.
He's a proper man,
aren't he? Of course he is. what else have I got here? Right, so the number 10 role, I was going to say, right, so you've got this thing about who's playing in number 10. And at the moment, the candidates are obviously Ali, Eriksen, and Dembele, amongst others. Do you know what I'd do, Cole? I'd say, if I was Pochettino, I'd say, right, okay, Eriksen, you want to play number 10? Fine. I'm going to give you the next 60 minutes to play the number 10. Mind you, what you've got to do is you've got to support Kane up front. You've got to be back with the midfield. You've got to go out left and you've got to go out right, and you've got to demand that ball. Think you're up for it? Go for it. And Eriksen would then make the decision. Same for Dembele. Now, Ali is different because he's a different type of player. He's more of a runner, isn't he? He's not like got that craft. Although, you know, fantastic, you know, from what we've seen so far. Who do you think that number 10 role, Cole?
It's hard to go past Ali. I think Ali's been our player of the season.
So where'd you play Eriksen?
At the minute, the only place for him is either on the left or the right.
And then Dembele?
I think Dembele plays beside Dar in behind.
And then Carroll, no?
Nope.
And then Mason when he comes back?
Nope.
Bentaleb?
Nope.
There you go, you see. This is where this podcast, we don't select 15 players for a match. We get to it and we get yeses and noes.
Yeah, look,
how many do you listen to other podcasts, Cole?
Yeah.
How many times you listen to it, and by the end of some conversation, you've got about 16 players in the team. I'll play him on the left, him on the left as well, him on the right. No, wait there. You can't play them all. Yeah. So, yeah, all right.
Dar, Dembele, Dele Alli.
So Dembele and Dyer, sorry. And then the three are?
Lamella.
Lamela,
Dele Alli,
Dele Alli,
and Eriksen or Son.
And Chadli on the bench?
Chadli on the bench at the minute.
All right.
But I wouldn't be afraid to play Chadli on the left.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's where it is. You know, a lot of these debates on Twitter or Facebook or on here even, you know, they're close. And that's why I don't think this is second string. Because a lot of these players could well be, in 2 months' time, you know, we could all be saying about Chadley's playing fantastic or, you know, even Mason's back and he's you know, getting...
That's why this extra striker is so important because to me, every other position on the pitch
is covered.
Maybe is well covered. Maybe,
Wimmer
maybe
I like.
Another. Yeah, I like him as well. So do I was just going to say maybe another centre half, but Wimmer. Wimmer's all right. Yeah,
he's good.
So Trippier, Walker, you know, Rose and Davies. I've got no problem here for the play.
Yeah, I don't mind either. I just prefer Rose, but it's literally like I like Davies, but I think I really like Rose. But you know, that could change. And it does change weekly. Ali, Dele Alli, I've got a suggestion. You know that wave he does on, you know, that funny little wave he does on Twitter and that? Well, that should be his celebration, right? So when he scores a goal, rather than going down on his knees, which he does at the moment, why doesn't he run over to the fans and give them a little wave and we'll all wave back?
Yeah.
It'd be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be very good.
Yeah?
You could maybe see that happen.
See that silly little wave, and then we'll do it back. And the away fans are like, what on earth are you doing? And we'll all laugh.
Isn't that kid a breath of fresh air?
Yeah.
He is, I love the guy. He's my favourite player. I love the way he does those things, like the wave and his interviews. And I love it when we score. He's the first one over celebrating. And he's brilliant. He's brilliant. And we've done great to get him signed on another contract, because I think this guy's going to be a star. I think you know, he's like the new Gazza to me. You know, I think he's got everything, this boy. And, you know, to come into our team this year and do what he's done, and he is fantastic. Look at that goal at Everton, Steve. I know the pass was fantastic, but like the control on the chest and the finish, outstanding. And here, for you English guys, he should be in that England team come the Euros.
He will be.
You just may hope you don't until you meet Northern Ireland in the quarterfinals. And we sort this out on and
Who's
off.
Your
the
best
pitch.
Player?
Stephen Davis.
Of course.
Southampton.
Super
yeah.
Player.
And then Kyle Lafferty up front, who can't even get a game for Norwich.
Blimey.
but we're the Green and White Army, Steve. We're,
I know.
There's no beating us.
Making all the noise. So, any more? What we got? Any more to say?
No, I don't think so. I think we've covered everything. You know, I'll get a bit of fantasy football out there over the next couple of weeks. And just apologies. December for me is a no-no with work and things. And sorry, we haven't got many shows out. Then I wasn't well, which was genuine.
Yeah.
Because I know a few people sent me messages like Chris Fitzgerald saying, man up, Colin.
Can we get a show out next week?
Hopefully, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully get one out next week, definitely.
We get on. Next week we've got,
Oh, yes, sorry, one other. Yeah. It's the Spurs poet's birthday today.
Ah.
So, happy birthday, the Spurs poet. I can't believe he's 44.
Is he?
Yeah, he's... Fuck me.
So, what'd you say?
He's 44. No, flip, I said. he pretends. Davey likes to pretend he's younger than me, but for everybody, I know Davey well, he's 44, so...
Yeah.
So believe it. You know where you can put your false age on Facebook? Don't believe them, guys.
No. Brilliant. There's a million things that, you know, I think about during the week. And I always forget when I do the show and I end up rambling. So apologies for that. But, you know, if you don't like it, that's fine. Give me a little tweet. Let me know. And we'll have a little back and forth. And in the end, you know, I'll say that you were right. That's no problem. Next week, Cole, you know, if you're not available, I have lined up Donald Trump, which should be good. He's a Republican nominee or he wants to be the president of the United States. So we've got him coming on. And then the week after that, I've lined up Axl Rose, who's going to be talking about the Guns N' Roses reunion. So that should be good.
Never heard of
him. All right, mate. So that all sounds good. RIP to, you know, a couple of rock legends, David Bowie, I should say, and also, of course, one of our favourites, Lemmy. What's your favourite Motorhead song, Carl? We'll play that on the way out.
I don't know, mate. As everybody knows, I'm more of a One Direction
Yeah.
sort of man.
It's but these things happen, of course, and keep your peckers up.
Yeah, definitely. And a big win tomorrow, boys. Get us all, get the spirits back up, get 3 points in the bag. Liverpool, Man United draw, Arsenal get beat, West Ham get beat. We'll all be bouncing again.
Hopefully, we've had a good old season so far, and
Yeah,
we've got to
definitely.
keep going. Sunderland, and then obviously we've got Leicester, massive game. Please, 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 can we win that? And then
Yeah.
get through against Colchester, which we should be all right. And then it's fifth round, and a couple of games to Wembley again, Cole.
Yeah, Spurs are on their way
Go,
to
come
Wembley.
on, come on. All right, mate, come on, you Spurs.
Come on.